How would you rate your friends? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Riegel, assistant professor of communication studies at Northeastern University, explains how a new app may be pushing the boundaries of our online culture.
The forthcoming app People, spelled with two E's, has attracted a lot of negative attention. The public is upset because the app, due in November, will let people rate one another as if they were products on Amazon. Even worse, the service did not initially intend to ask folks for permission to be included or even let them opt out. In following the hubbub about People, I'm struck by two things. First, they claim the idea is novel, but this isn't true. In my work, I write about our penchant for rating and ranking everything, including other people. Services like Person Ratings let coworkers rate one another. Apps like Lulu allow women to rate their dates. Services like Clout take information already on the web so as to rank individuals. The defunct apps Stamped and Oink could rate anything, be it a coworker, side of bacon, or ice cube. What is novel about People is their attempt at positivity. So many of the preceding systems have permitted anonymous ratings and skewed towards the negative. At People, raters will be known and graded on how positive they are in their own ratings of others. However, in my studies of these systems, I found that it's easy for ratings to slip into bland positivity, where everyone is above average, or bullying negativity with much manipulation in between. Will folks collude to positively rate their friends? Can they still insult their enemies while maintaining their positivity rating? For example, you could give many five-star ratings to strangers so as to balance out a single star given to a rival. We now live in a world where it's trivial to rate and rank everything, including other people. But that doesn't mean it can be done well or that it should be done at all, as tempting as it might be.
That was Joseph Riegel of Northeastern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.